Ryan Ryder live from Orlando, Florida, WrestleMania weekend. We're at WrestleCon with Eric Bischoff. How you doing, sir?
Ryan Ryder, what a great wrestling voice you have. Oh, my God, you sound like Mr. Radio. I'm doing great.
Good evening. Mr. Radio. Reporter Ryan Ryder, if you will.
Okay, Reporter Ryan Ryder, what do you want to report about?
It's great to see you again. I wanted to talk about everything that's going on this weekend, the Hall of Fame, you coming back to the WWE umbrella for the first appearance in many years. What was that like?
It was a lot of fun, you know, especially being backstage, because you get to know so many people, not necessarily the people that are out in front of the camera, but you get to meet so many great people that are behind the camera. And that's one of the things about WWE, is they have such a hardworking, loyal, professional, and dedicated staff that I was honestly probably more excited to see a lot of the people behind the scenes as I was in front of the camera.
Who are some of the people that you were excited to see?
You know, Sue Aitchison. You know, the woman that handles travel has been there for like 31 years, and she's just the hardest working, most efficient, most professional, kindest person I've ever worked with. You know, Kusama, she works on the production team. You know, there's just too many people there to mention them all, but they all know who they are. It's just a great staff of people.
Inducting your close friend, DDP, into the Hall of Fame class of 2017.
Yeah, that was a blast. Inducting DDP was a blast. It was an emotional moment. I knew how much it was going to mean to him, and therefore it meant a lot to me to be able to do it. I felt bad in a way. I was kind of conflicted because I know that in Paige's heart, he really, really wished, and still does wish, that Dusty Rhodes would have been able to do that.
Yeah.
And we all do, especially me. And I felt like such an insignificant, distant number two choice as a result. But I also know that, you know, Paige has a lot of respect for me, and I do for him. So it was fitting, but God, I wish Dusty could have done it.
I never realized that it was Dusty that really gave DDP his break.
It really was. And Dusty was a mentor to Dallas in more ways than just inspiring him to get in the ring. I mean, he had a big impact on his life.
And that was kind of like a common thread amongst pretty much all the inductees, Dusty Rhodes and Nature Boy Ric Flair. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you think about two people who have had so much influence over this industry over the last 30 years, you know, 40 years. It's hard to look at anybody that is successful today, at least at the level that Dallas is, you know, veterans that haven't crossed paths with Dusty Rhodes or Ric Flair in a meaningful way in their careers.
We're here at WrestleCon, and it seems that the WCW talents were the ones with the longest lines today. You, DDP, Booker T, Hall and Nash, what do you credit that to?
People are finally figuring it out that at the end of the day, WCW created some of the best talent in the history of the world.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd throw that in.
Sure. WCW was a great run.
It was a great run. But look, at the end of the day, all kidding aside, you know, WCW had its moment, and that's what it was. It was a moment. And we created some great stories, and we created some great moments.
Changed the industry.
We changed the industry to a large degree. And some of the things that you see today, you know, the fact that we're watching a live Monday Night Raw every Monday night
is
due to Nitro and the changes that I made to the business. The reason that we're watching 205 Live,
the Cruiserweights,
is because of what we did on Nitro. Mm-hmm. So there's so many things that we changed in the industry that we still enjoy today. And the fact that guys like Booker T and Diamond Dallas Page, myself, and you know, Bill Goldberg, for crying out loud,
he's still
in WrestleMania.
Main event at WrestleMania. You know, 50 years old.
I think that's WCW's legacy. Is no matter what anybody wants to say, and no matter how hard people want to try to pretend that we really weren't legitimate, we're still here today. You will look around this arena, count the number of NWO shirts that you see standing right behind you. By the way, there's two of them within 3 feet of us. The fact is, the NWO is still selling merchandise to this day, 20 years later. So that's our
legacy. More life. So last thing.
I hope so. I'm getting tired. I want to go home.
All right, brother. I heard you ask a question earlier about the Women's Wrestling Revolution and Beth Phoenix's induction and her motivational speech last night at the Hall of Fame. I want to hear a little more from you about what you think about woman's
place
in wrestling.
Yeah, well, first of all, I was sitting out in the front row during Beth's speech, and I had never met Beth before, to be honest. And she made me cry three times in her speech.
I had some tears too.
She was so emotional, and it was speaking from the heart. And I think she really crystallized to me the growth that we're seeing now in women's wrestling, and she exemplified it in so many different ways, which is why she's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But to hear her talk about what it means to her as a woman, as a girl, to be able to aspire to reach the level that she did in the WWE, and know that that same emotion and that same desire exists in young girls all over the world and young women all over the world. And I think now we're seeing that it's possible, and that yes, you can do it, and when you do, you can achieve that level of success. And I think that's very, very aspirational and inspirational simultaneously.
Eric Bischoff, thank you, sir.
All right, my man. That was a f***ing great deal.
Main Event Radio, Ryan Ryder and The Viz. That was the controversial one, Eric Bischoff. Right before that, we were joined by Maria Kanellis Bennett and Mike Bennett, who it does look like they are very close to signing, if not already signed, with WWE.
Dude, they're a hell of an act in pro wrestling right now. They're great on. I think they're great on camera, and I can't wait to see them in WWE.
And Eric Bischoff, great to catch up with him too. And it was funny what he said at the end of the interview. We can't repeat it, and it was muted.
Yeah, great freaking interview.
Yeah, he enjoyed it. Enjoyed catching up with him.
That's it's a compliment that's going to be with you for a while, and rock and roll.
Yeah, man.